was pure concert.
She is so good.
Jesus.
I looked over there, Sister Missy singing that song while ago. Felt the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. How many has ever had the Lord to touch you?
Come on.
There's no touch like His touch.
That's right.
There's no peace.
That's right. Come on.
Like
come
His
on.
Peace.
Yes.
There's no joy in this whole wide world.
Right.
Like the joy that Jesus gives you.
Amen.
There's a blessed hope in Him tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm glad.
Can you raise your left hand and say, I'm glad that you reach down to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He saw the tears. He heard the prayers of all of my loved ones. And His hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. Like the song says, I was going down for the last time when a hand from out of nowhere caught a hold of mine, and He drew me out of the waters of iniquity and sin. Oh, Lord of heaven, God only knows how close I came to taking my own life. I felt like life wasn't worth living. The only child, my mom and dad, I was the only one. But I'm so glad they raised me and taught me about Jesus and about a cross and about a Savior and a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I'm glad I was raised to know the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the blood of the Lamb. Listen, I got him mixed up in the wrong crowd. And with the boys going to the drive in the places of the world, and they pulled out the dope. I didn't know what they had. I was blind to it, but I wanted to have a good time like I thought they were having. And they brought out the pills, they brought out the marijuana, and they brought out all the other drugs that I was taking, and the acid. I've had all kind of hallucinations. Listen, I know the power of sin. After Jesus saved me, I had a hallucinations for 6 long years, my Lord. But after 6 years, the Lord cleansed me and He set me free from the effects of the alcohol and the drugs. Like Brother Ronnie said, the thief, He comes to steal, He comes to kill, and He comes to destroy. But I'm glad I had a prayer. Mommy and Daddy. I'm glad I had praying loved ones that said, Lord, reach out there and get a hold of Tommy's heart. I'm 20 years of age. I had a good job. I made money. I had bonuses, but I wasn't happy in my heart. I was a hungry. I was a thirsting. I was something that had satisfied me. I tried to fill the void and the emptiness of my soul, but nothing of this world I could ever satisfy me. I was miserable. Oh Lord, God only knows how the sorrow that filled my heart. I got so low I did not want to live, and the devil told me to speed up your car and go as fast as you can. Nobody loves you. And nobody cares about you, but the hand of God reached down. Whoa, raise your left hand and praise Him here tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'll reach us down, Father. Come on.
Listen now.
Lord,
the devil never tempted me with taking a gun and doing this.
Come on.
He never tempted me with a knife or a razor blade to do this.
Come on.
He never tempted me with a bottle of pills.
Come on.
But when I was in behind the steering wheel of my car, a 1974 Plymouth Duster, a brand new car, made a lot of good money. Listen, the devil said, you don't have anything worth living for.
Come on.
And I would drive out and I'd go on the country roads and I'd roll the weed and smoke the dope, and pop the pills. And honest God knows I'm trying to help somebody here tonight. If you let the devil, he'll take you farther than you want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you far more than you could ever want to pay. That devil come behind. When I was a listener to the rock music, he get a hold of me, that old suicide spirit. Don't you tell me the devil ain't real. I see it in his parable. And the devil's got all kind of power. My Lord, but Jesus has more power than him. Lord have mercy. Yeah, get the Lord a wave offering in here. I feel the power of Almighty God. He still saves. He still delivers. The blood still has power. With glory to God.
Holy, holy, holy. Amen. God Almighty.
I've been in the low. I've been in the pits.
Come on.
Listen to that old rock music going. The devil said, you see that bridge down there? Go as fast as you can. You ain't got nothing worth living for. Nobody wants you around. And it was all I could do, God knows. That devil would show me a tree. He'd show me a bridge abutment. He'd show me a hill to run over. All that I could do, my hands would turn cold and clammy and sweaty. Fear would grip me. It was all I could do to slam that accelerator down and just go ahead and end it. But I had a praying mommy. She told me after I got saved, she said, honey, I didn't know a thing. She said, I was a standing there at the kitchen sink. She said, I was a washing dishes. Honey, she said, I saw your hands up on the steering wheel. A Christian mommy that raised me right and taught me right from wrong. She said, buddy, all of a sudden I had an awful burden so heavy upon my heart. I can see you with your hands on the steering wheel. She didn't know that the suicide spirit was trying to take her son to hell. My Lord, it's all I could do to hold back. She said, I raised my hands, and she said the dishwashing liquid flowed from my hands down my arms and dripped off of my elbows. And she said, Lord, she said, my son is in trouble. I don't know what kind of trouble he's in. Would you reach out there and save him? Bring my son home to me. Save my son, Jesus. My Lord. I'm telling you, old time, Holy Ghost, a conviction. I came down in that car, and the love of God, that I had never felt that strong in my life. By the love of God, I feel that little car. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Took them boys home with me that night. Every one of them, which was four of us, were always running together.
Jesus.
I took them home. And I honestly cannot tell you how low that I felt.
Come on.
Right here's the key. I feel him. Right here's the key. All of a sudden, I got so tired of the life that I was living.
Glory to God.
I was ready for a change.
Yes.
And I wanted that change. I got tired of the sins. I got tired of the alcohol. I'm telling you, got tired of the rock music. Got tired, sick and tired of the drugs. I remember 152 South out of Huntington out through there and bore right on the Route 75. And when I did, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm telling you, things can happen in the midnight hour.
Come on.
Oh, sometimes we just need to get real quiet and say, Lord, Lord, would you speak to me? Deal with my heart.
Come on.
All of a sudden, I reached over and got that 08 track tape and just pulled it out and laid it in the car seat. And it got real quiet in that car. I looked through the windshield of the car, and
I didn't have glasses back then. I'm 20 years of age like I do now.
Mom.
And Sister Bessie, I looked up there. It's a lot. It just like back then in 1974, it just looked like there was thousands of stars in the sky and the prettiest twinkle. The Holy Ghost came down and the love of God came down in that car and said, son, not in an audible voice like mine, said, son, you see those stars?
Come
on. And I said, yeah. That voice says, I made them. And I hung them in the sky.
Come on.
I started crying. The tears just started rolling down my face. And the voice came back again and said, I looked at my hands on the steering wheel, and I looked out in front of the headlights, and the Lord said, son, I made you. I gave you life, and I made you in my own image and likeness. And if you'll come to me, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tears dripped from my cheeks down on my shirt. Oh, God. Rachel, oh, God, we got somebody that cares about us. We got somebody that loves us. Not one little sparrow can fall to the ground without the eyes of the Father seeing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There was a love of God gripped my heart that night. I was never the same. About 2 or 3 weeks went by, Brother Earl. Boys come up to get me to go out on the town, and I laid home the Lord, and I go out there and I say, come on, Tommy, come on. But I couldn't get away from what I felt that other night, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I got tired of the way I was living. I was ready for a change. I wanted the joy of living in my soul. I said, boys, I don't want to go no more. What's wrong with you? We'll just go down to Triple H Drive-In and get a hot dog. I said, I don't want to go. There was something I'm pulling on my heart. Can you say I'm glad? For heaven's magnet, I pull it up on my soul. It's not my will that any perish, but all come to repentance. Ain't you glad Jesus is still calling? Come unto me, and I will give you rest for your soul. Give him away. Already in this house tonight, if you'll come to me, he said, I will in no wise I cast you out. I'll give you the peace and the joy that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Woo.
Amen. Yeah.
Boy, I used to take drugs with, play the lead guitar in a band. He got saved before I did. He got off in the even turn. It was late. Stopped by my buddy's house. I was at my buddy's house at that time.
Mom.
Knock, come on the door.
Mom.
Went over there. My buddy opened the door. In walked Jerry. Had his Bible with him. So, wow, man, you changed. All that old long hair and everything was gone. Come in, the big smile. Had a little Bible about like this right here. Come in and sit there. He sat down and talked to me and my buddy for 2 hours about Jesus. 2 hours. And I never will forget it. Went over to Revelation and read some scriptures on the beauties of heaven, how beautiful heaven must be.
Yeah.
He got ready to leave, went over there. Never will forget it. He said, I'm going to have to go home. Popped his hand right there on the side right before he closed the door on the face of it right there. Turned around. He said, I've never been the same since Jesus came in my heart, boys. He said, I've got peace for the first time in my life. He said, I've got joy. He said, I want to live. I was like a sponge. I want what Jerry's got. I felt the Lord right there.
Amen, brother.
I want what Jerry's got. You might be right here tonight. I want what Brother Tommy's got. I want what Brother Ronnie's got. I want what Brother Ron's got. I want the joy that Jesus gave Brother Charles. I'd like to have the tears of joy that Mama Bessie's got. Hallelujah to God. I want what Missy was feeling upon that piano. Do you know how he feels? Raise your hand to me right now. Oh, Jesus, he's so real. He's so precious. You can have it. You can do it. Glory to God. He said, my mom, my dad, and me and my sister, he said, we're singing in a quartet now. He said, would you like to come? It's coming Sunday night. Walnut Gap, Free Will Baptist Church. I said, where's that at, Jerry? He said, you go out here and you go out there and go around yonder and several many miles down and go up a hill. He told me. I remember. I did remember. Hallelujah. And I told Mommy and Daddy when I went home, I said, y'all want to go to church with me? They said, where are you going? I told them about Jerry, and I said, Jerry, I'm about to go. I said, they're singing, and I said, I'd like to go. Honest to goodness, I was ready for it, and I really wanted it.
Right.
That's the key to it. I wanted it. I'm just tired of the misery. I'm tired of the emptiness. I'm tired of not being happy anymore with no hope. And Mom and Dad, we Sunday rolled around, and I'm telling you, Mom and Dad couldn't get a dress fast enough. I was in there. Lord have mercy. Bit old beard and goatee. Big long sideburns. And I put that mustache wax on to make it just as black as I could. Big long hair. Oh, Jesus. Bell bottom pants. 3-inch platform shoes. Patent leather blue. But Jesus loved me anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. 1970s. I was the coolest thing going down the street. The old moms. Dad put my shoes on one time. He couldn't find his. Mom said, you need to take the garbage out, Dad. Stove is on, and it's just enough a little snow like that. You go out the back door, and there's about 4 or 5 steps of concrete goes down to the bottom. Dad drug that big bag of garbage out there, and he couldn't find his shoes, and he only wears a size 9. And he put his feet, he said, well, I'll just put my feet down in Tommy's shoes. My shoes are a size 12. 9's went in some 12s, I guess, right here. 3-inch platform shoes. Well, Mom and Dad, the way the table was there, right there, I was sitting there, and Mom was too. We was facing the door. Dad went out and took that first step, and his head disappeared just that fast. Heard the office racket. Dad was a holler, and Mom was about to kill herself laughing. I said, Mom, we went over there and looked, and Dad had made it to the bottom. It looked like a bug laying on his back right. He's just spinning around on that ice. You all right, Dad? He said, anybody don't want a set of shoes like that ought to have their head examined.
Bless him, Lord.
But I said all that to say this. You know Jesus still loves us.
Come on. That's
right. He loves us in spite of all of our hang-ups. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Can you slip your hand to him right now? I feel him in the house. He loved me in spite of all of my sins and all of my failures.
Yes.
And I remember going to church that night and driving up. Sissy, I drove up this gravel road. Like this. It was narrow all the way to the top, and it leveled off on the top. That church was built in 1916. Still standing. Why see? Hold on. I go out there every now and then and just reminisce and stand and look and see myself going indoor. I've taken pictures of that church different times. I pulled up in there like that, and I got out of the car. Mommy and Daddy got out of the car. Listen. And when I went to lock the door, I talked to myself inside. I said, I'm not coming back like I'm leaving this car. I've made a trip tonight for a special purpose. Yeah. I've come to church tonight to give God my heart.
Oh.
And Jerry, he had his guitar case in one hand. He had an amp in the other. He saw me put his amp down. Come on, Tommy. Come on, just like that. I'll see that smile from here to here. And I went inside that church, old wooden bench and old wooden floors. I love telling this. You don't know how many hundred times I've given my testimony and cried and weep before sinners. Tears just flow. And I've had them choke back the tears. I've had them to wipe the tears. Got in there and sat on a old wooden bench.
And I like where she's sitting right here, and that bench was long like this. Well, there's a preacher way on the other end over there. Well, family got up here to sing, and they sung the Lighthouse. Have you ever heard the Lighthouse?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it seems out of light that I might clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for this lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And the tears was dropping all between my feet, and I was watching. Had a lump come up in my throat, and I couldn't swallow it down. I tried my best. I didn't want anybody to see me crying, but I couldn't shut it off. I could not. Tears dripping like this.
Come on.
Noticed somebody out of the corner of my eye, that visiting preacher that night, just scooted and scooted and scooted right over next to me.
Come on.
He said, son.
Come on.
And I listened. I didn't look at him. Tears was rolling. He said, you want to go to that altar? Yes. And Sister Jenny, the hardest thing sometimes when Jesus really wants to do something, the old enemy tries to keep you. He don't want you to move.
Come on.
And this is what the enemy told me, Brother Vernon. He said, you're young yet. He said, it's only for old people when you get in your 50s and 60s. Of course, that's terminology he used on me. When you get old, I'm 50 or 60. Well, that's the enemy. And I said there and said, your friends will make fun of you. They won't want you around. And God knows my heart, Brother Juan. I looked up at that altar, and it seemed like I saw Jesus with nail scars in his hands. He stood there, looked at me, and stretched out his hands and said, if you'll come to me tonight, I'll give you the peace and the joy you're looking for. And the devil told me one more time, one more time, one more attack. He said, you can't live it. You can't live it. This coming April, 48 long years, don't you tell me you can't do it. Raise your little hand. Raise both hands on the matter of fact. You can do it. You can serve the Lord. I said, you can do it. Jesus forgives. And Jesus will change it. And he'll save you. He'll take your heart. And he'll make it brand new. He said, you want to go to that altar? I swallowed and went like that. And I said, and the Lord, one more time, he said, you won't live long. This is what he said. I ain't going to leave nothing out. He said, you're at your crossroads tonight. It'll be me or the devil, or it'll be me and the world. I'm giving you a chance tonight. You're at your crossroads. And I said, I've got to make it. I can't live any longer like this. I made a step out in that middle aisle. Listen to me. I've been all over the East Coast, hallelujah, from Maine to Niagara Falls down to Florida. I've seen some beautiful sights. I've made some beautiful trips. But the best trip I ever made in my life was when I walked that aisle and I fell upon my knees at an altar of prayer. And Jesus was awaiting on me with glory. I give him a prayer. I said, give him a praise. Woo! He's real, and you can do it. He's alive, and the devil's a liar. This is what I said. Y'all stand with me. Everybody in the house. Everybody in this house, if you're able. Thank you, Lord. This is what I told the Lord that night on my knees, Sister Linda. Oh, man, this is good. The Bible said, oh, taste and see what the Lord is good.
I had my wife many times. She said, I don't know where you're coming from. I've never been down that road. Never been to a ball game in her whole life. I think one donkey ball game, wasn't it? A donkey ball game that they brought inside the gym. She didn't know the world like I did. She didn't know the depths of sin. But I'm here to tell you that I did. I said, Lord, right, here's what I told him. Tears was on that altar. I said, Lord, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And the best way that I could describe it to you, it was like a ton of brick lifted off of my heart, off my shoulders. I felt so light, Brother Bill. Listen, I went down crying. Tears of pain, of sin. And honest, Sister Ruthie, when I stood to my feet, the tears was just flowing. But it was like the fountain had changed from bitterness to sweetness.
Amen, brother.
Mom and Dad was up there, one on one side of me and one on the other. I'd hug Daddy. Tears are flowing. I'm free. I'm free, Dad. I'm free. I get to go to heaven with you. I'm free. I'd reach over, Brother Ron, to my mommy. I'm free. I'm free. I get to go to heaven with mommy. Free. I'd hug Daddy. Come back and hug mommy. Everybody in that church come around and I was hugging everybody. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I was free for the first time. No more drugs, no more alcohol, no more rock music. It's gone. It's gone. It's forever gone. Jesus did that for me. I want to ask you as they sing here tonight, do you want to pray? You're not here by any accident. You're here because something pulled on your little heartstrings. Something pulled on you and got you here. I can't explain the joy that Jesus will give you if you want it. You can live it. You can live it. Hallelujah to God. Let's find a place, everybody at wheel. Let's find a place. Jesus, I love you because you first loved me.
I thank you, Lord, that you set me free. Jesus knows how to set you free. Oh, the love of God that rescues. Oh, the loving hand that reaches down. Oh, the Spirit of God. God will help you. He'll break the chains and the fetters.
Come on, children. Come on. Somebody needs to pray here. Somebody needs to pray here.
If my God knows he cares,
Jesus.
I said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I remember saying it. I said, if you'll help me, Lord, I'll serve you. Almost 48 years later, God has brought me to where I am tonight. He helped me. He's taken real good care of me. He healed my broken heart. That ain't no mic. I was talking.
That's all right.
Come on, bro. We can hear you.